The governor of Michigan announced today that she has ordered the state's health department to issue emergency rules to ban the sale and marketing of flavored nicotine vaping products. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Michigan will be the first state to do so. The ban will include mint and menthol, as well as fruity flavors like strawberry milk, peach madness, and an e-cigarette pod that is supposed to taste like Fruit Loops. The governor says she's instituting the ban to keep kids safe. Well, when you hear the name O'Keefe, it's not a doubt that it's Georgia O'Keefe who pops into your mind. Her pastel-colored flowers and desert landscapes are iconic. But there was more than one driven artist in the O'Keefe family. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports on the sleuthing it took to build an exhibition around the lesser-known O'Keefe, Ida.
Dick Diamond and his wife are huge fans of Georgia O'Keefe.
I mean, we went through all the O'Keefe stuff, her home and so on, but I don't remember reading about her sister there.
The couple is at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where an exhibition about Ida O'Keefe just opened. Another visitor, Marvin Cooper, recalls reading something somewhere about George's sister.
It was totally a shock that she existed.
Why haven't we ever heard of her?
That's what curator Sue Canterbury asked back in 2013 when she looked across a room in an art collector's house at a blue, white, gray, and black geometric painting of a Cape Cod lighthouse.
I was puzzled by it. I was trying to figure out who it was by. I just had to know. When the owner told me, oh, that's Ida O'Keefe, Georgia O'Keefe's younger sister, I was, what?
Intrigued by Ida, the curator began a quest to uncover the story of a forgotten artist. Canterbury compares it to resurrecting the dead. The art and information she's amassed debuted last year at the Dallas Museum of Art, where Canterbury works. Now the show, Ida O'Keefe, Escaping Georgia's Shadow, is at the Clark. It begins in the 1920s with snapshots taken by pioneering photographer Alfred Stieglitz. Ida and Georgia spent time together at his Lake George retreat. In one picture, both sisters smile happily.
That's not the usually imperious Georgia that one recalls, you know, cool and calm and severe looking.
Stieglitz would marry Georgia in a few months, but Canterbury says he flirted relentlessly with Ida in the fall of 1924, which Georgia laughed off. Then the curator points to a photo with a very different vibe.
Georgia staring straight down the barrel of Stieglitz's lens, very hard looking, and Ida next to her is just, you know, looking to the side and looks a little bit unsure. And it almost just seems like the perfect symbol of what their relationship would become in a way.
Growing up, Ida and Georgia took art lessons with the same teachers. Georgia studied painting with Charles Martin at Columbia. Years later, Ida did too. But in 1933, when Ida wanted to exhibit in New York, Georgia told her she better not.
Ida refused to stop exhibiting, and even though they've been close, they became absolutely estranged after that.
Canterbury thinks Georgia felt her sister was riding on her coattails. Some people thought the same about Georgia and her influential husband, Stieglitz.
He helped guide her, and then he introduced her to the right critics and the collectors, helped increase the value of her art, develop her brand into becoming the mother of American modernism.
Canterbury plowed through biographies about Georgia, searching for leads about Ida. Eventually, she asked the public for help through crowdsourcing. People came forward with letters, artwork, and Ida's professional scrapbook. It's stuffed with reviews of her art and articles about her taking yet another faculty teaching job. Canterbury recalls a headline from San Antonio, where Ida taught from 1938 to 39.
It says, artist sister joins Lady of Lake faculty. Everywhere she went, she was always introduced through the aura of her sister. It was never having this chance to stand on her own.
Sometimes Ida dropped the name O'Keefe for exhibitions. She also distinguished herself through her art, experimenting with symmetry, abstract form, and monotypes, which Canterbury says helped make her money during the Depression. Unlike her sister, Ida never married. She also never had a dealer.
Women could not get that unless you were under the wing of a man. like Stieglitz, for instance. And so George's situation is one that is so exceptional. It was a situation that 99.99% of the other women artists didn't get.
This was not lost on George's sister.
I'd at one point say, well, I'd be famous too if I'd had a Stieglitz.
The O'Keefe sisters never reconciled before Ida died in 1961. Canterbury hopes people who visit the exhibition will walk away thinking about all the unsung women artists out there and about how many are ripe for rediscovery. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
And to see some of Ida's artwork, go to hereandnow.org.